This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. Hey, we have a lot of great things to talk about here today, and it is our great pleasure to welcome to the program Nicole Bateman, who joins us generally for the EDC segment. We talk about jobs, but we had talked and we wanted to make sure we had Rocky come in and talk about workforce investment solutions because there's so many things going on right now and so many fronts that are happening, right? I mean, you've got employers desperate for employees. You've got employees that maybe are thinking about changing careers. You've got other people that are out there kind of stranded and not quite sure how to connect all the dots. Have we ever had, I mean, it's almost like a perfect storm right now.
It kind of is, at least in my career. I've not seen this. Of course, I've not been doing this a whole lot of time, but it is a perfect storm. And I think, you know, the most important thing that we can do in our roles is make sure that folks know where the resources are. You know, that being individuals looking for work or those employers looking to hire individuals. And also, you know, I think we have a couple of great opportunities we're talking about today for the employers, because now I think we're in a situation where it's been long enough where employers, you know, if they're having struggle hiring, they're thinking about the current workforce that they do have employed and how can they upskill them. And they're looking to maybe make some shifts. And we want to make sure that they know that there are some training resources available.
So it works both ways then?
Both ways.
All right. Mm-hmm. Rocky, tell me a little bit about Workforce Investment Solutions. I mean, what is it? What's your mission?
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. And thank you for having me
on
the air today. I'm always excited to talk about workforce. But I've told you before that Workforce Investment Solutions is sometimes Decatur's best kept secret, especially for the employers, because we have so many good resources to help them. So this morning's a good opportunity to talk about that. One of my favorite resources is our hiring events, which we do for the employer for free. And before the pandemic, we would invite them out to the workforce office and we would do a lot of marketing and we would test clients and assess them. And we would pick like three, and then we would hand the employer, here's our top three. These are the three that we think you might want to take some time to talk to. Big plus for the employer. Tried to help them so that they didn't have to put the time into it. Pre-assessment, pre-employment skills is what they want us to do so they don't have to do it. So that's another one. On-the-job training. So if you have a job description and there's specific skill sets that you'd like to hire somebody but they don't have those skill sets, we can actually provide up to 50% of their wages so that they can learn those skill sets, which helps the employer. We also have what my favorite is incumbent training, and that's when the employer can look at their employees and go, I've got a great staff. I've got people that show up every day. They're hard workers. They step up when I need them. How about me upgrading their skills? We can provide that. We can do a contract, and we can help pay for that.
All right, and how does this work then? You know, somebody listening right now goes, oh, I didn't realize that resource was available. How does it start? What's the process look like?
So the employer calls the workforce office. I send out Larry Peterson, my employment specialist. He goes through the contract, talks about step-by-step procedures, how it works. It is an awesome opportunity, and, you know, if you have any interest or any questions about what we can do to help you as an employer, because as we move forward, there's going to be more and more need to hire. And this is something that workforce can do. We not only work with the job seekers, but we have an excellent opportunity for the employers as well.
Am I wrong in thinking about sort of September as this sort of crazy wave of everyone trying to figure all of this out and how much better off you're going to be to get a head start on that? Both employees and employers.
Absolutely. So we were just talking about that in the lobby before we came in. But September is the time frame in which, you know, it will be decided if unemployment benefits are extended or not. So I feel like that is going to be the fork in the road. Either you're going to have a lot of people that are looking to come back to work that have not gotten the head start. So there's going to be, you know, an opportunity to fill the open positions. Or if the unemployment benefits are extended and some of the schools don't go back, you know, if with this rising variant and all the, you know, COVID issues, then we're going to be back to where we were last year. And then I think companies are going to really have to take a look at, you know, they're going to look at the other fork in the road and say, okay, we're going to buckle down. We're going to go through this again. But instead, how do I upskill the employees I have, or how do I find new ways to find the employees who are looking for jobs? So again, great resources available for both scenarios, but it is, we're coming upon that date quickly, and we got to be prepared for both, which is kind of hard to do because we hope it goes one way. But if it goes the other, we got to be prepared for that as well.
Well, I mean, that's the main thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if every company that I've ever talked to, I don't care what size, and I mean, it can be Fortune 50 or mom and pop. They just want to know what the playing field looks like. I mean, that's just the, you know, the first thing. so they can plan accordingly. And it's been a hard year and a half to do that. For sure. We talk about, you called it incumbent training contracts and upgrading skill sets. So if I'm out there and I've got somebody that shows up every day and works hard and maybe they don't have the skill set to get to this next level or take other jobs, what does that look like? I mean, if I contact you guys, you send somebody out, we get a contract. How does that work then?
It works that they initiate a plan. So they talk to the employer and find out exactly what skills do you want this employee to learn.
Okay.
And they develop a plan. And that is why we are able to step up and pay for those wages, because they're actually learning new skill sets. But we've identified what the employer wants them to learn, and we assist with that process. But, you know, you asked me earlier, what's Workforce mission? Workforce Investment Solutions' main mission is to get Decatur back to work. We have got to pull these resources together. We've got to make sure that the employers are aware of what's out there to help them, and we need to make sure that the job seekers are aware that there's help out there to assist them with employment, education, and training. So it's a big job, but my mission, and speaking for Workforce Investment Solution, is let's get Decatur back to work.
Absolutely. And there are folks out there that we've certainly seen more of this than ever before, where people are thinking about a different career trajectory. You know, maybe they've done something over here. They're not unemployed. Mm-hmm. They just, this has been up and down or laid off and back, and, you know, uncertainty, and we don't know when, if ever, that will be normal again. How do I get the skill sets, or maybe even recognize I have some of the skill sets to take this in a different direction?
Mm-hmm, definitely. And there's resources for the individuals as well. And, you know, as much as that step can be really scary to take, that's why Workforce Investment Solutions has career planners, right? They can help you kind of sort through all that and identify maybe what new careers you're interested in if you're not sure on your own. So there's, again, just plentiful resources out there. We just need to make sure people know about it and just keep talking about it, so when they're ready to, you know, make that decision, they know where to go.
I feel like so much of life is that there's answers, and then there's connectivity, and those two things are always at opposite ends, and I'm not quite sure why.
They are, you know, and I feel like that's what we do a lot in our job at the EDC is make connections, right? So
yeah.
If you're a business looking to come to town, making connections. If you're an individual out of work and, you know, helping our other organizations that exist that do this work, make sure that they're connected with people that need to know, because you don't know what you don't know. But if everything's already here, we just need to be better about communicating about that. And that's what we've been largely trying to do since the spring, because we saw this coming, right? We knew folks were going to be either out of work or looking for work, and we got to change that. So really getting ahead and putting that messaging out there, I think, has been helpful. But again, we're coming on that fork in the road, and so there's additional messaging we got.
No doubt.
And don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah,
now's
no, I
the
would
time.
Think you want to get
yes.
a jump start
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
How important is the partnership with Richland Community College?
It is important, and we work very closely with them. So I always try to explain it in such a way that, you know, we get federal dollars, we determine eligibility, and then we are able to pay your books, tuition, fees, transportation, childcare. I mean, there's so much we can assist with. The biggest barrier that people have is, one, they don't know, the lack of knowledge, where to go for the resources, and two, following the process, the procedures. Because if you follow directions and you do what you're supposed to do, there's all kinds of help out there. I mean, your life can change. The world of opportunity changes. It's out there. You just have to research and find out where those resources are.
Yeah, we've talked about this now for, you know, since December extensively. And I thank Nicole for realizing that, you know, there's just, we can have all this stuff. If people don't know about it, can't connect with it, it doesn't make any difference. The fastest track out there right now is a CDL license through Richland and a truck driving job, right? I mean, there is an abundance. I mean, they're competing and signing bonuses. Crazy, right? I mean, somebody could literally change their life dramatically right now in a number of weeks.
Absolutely. We were talking about that as well. You know, these accelerated training programs are super important because, you know, people aren't planning a year from now, right? They're looking around saying, oh, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do next week? What am I doing next month? Okay. And that's about as far as they can think under the circumstances they're in. And so having accelerated training programs and finding ways to work with our partners to have even more of those is going to be critical moving forward, because like we've talked many times about how the environment has changed completely for all sorts of, you know, industries and education and everything. That's something that I think is going to have to continue to change too, because people are going to be expecting that. And when they want to change their course and their life, they want to do it now. There's not time. They can't afford to wait to do that. So the better we can do at aligning those quick training programs to get them on their feet and going, the better we'll be as a community.
And I'm so grateful that the conversation has moved to, you know, I've had this conversation with every superintendent through District 61, you know, that we had this sort of push in public education that it had to be a four-year degree or an advanced degree or nothing. I mean, that was sort of the way, mm-hmm. and we forgot about trades. We forgot about all of these career paths where people could have, the answer is still that for a lot of people, but it's also this, and we're back to focusing on that, right? I mean, yep. the whole supply chain, the thing that we think about, you know, that makes this country work, and we now know what it looks like when it gets interrupted, those truck drivers are incredibly important.
Technical mm-hmm. skills, apprenticeships,
yes.
vocational training.
And right now as a truck driver, whether it's Mark McLeod or ADM or anything in between, I mean, they're all competing to get you.
Yes.
Yep, exactly. Yes.
And it's short-term training. I mean, that's what they want. Get me trained for the job. I'm ready to go to work.
All right. What's mm-hmm. the best way for people to find out about Workforce Investment Solutions?
So they can call the office, 875-8720. They can stop by. They can call. They can make an appointment. They can get on touch with us at the internet. We have a website. Anything that you can do to reach out, we'll be there to help in any way we can.
Okay. I don't know. Do you have the... Do you know what the Workforce Investment Solutions website is?
You know what? You can go to careersdecatur.com and we link directly
Absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely. Yes. Why didn't I think of that?
And worknetdecatur.com.
Yes, careersdecatur.com. You can go to NowDecatur, the job section. All of that is available to you there, including a podcast of this interview in case you just joined us or missed any of it. They're doing great work. We just need to get the word out there. I think one of the things I'm most cynical about today is politicians, because what happens every election cycle, they come through and they go, we need to create jobs. Like, we've got jobs. What we need to do is create connections to those jobs. And I don't know why they can't change that platform messaging, but they seem to struggle with it every political cycle. We've got the jobs.
Yep, we do. Call me. I would love to talk to you about that.
Call me. I would love to, too.
Political office, please call. Get the scoop before you go out and broadcast that.
No doubt about it. Nicole Rocky, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.